Welcome back to Us and Tomorrow, the podcast that delves into big questions shaping our future and our understanding of ourselves. I am Belinda Chen, and today we are all philosophers venturing into the deepest, most enigmatic frontier of all, consciousness. What is it that makes us aware? What is it like to be you or me or anyone at all? Is consciousness unique to humans, or can it exist in other animals or even in machines? These are questions that have puzzled philosophers, scientists, and artists for centuries. And while we've made progress in understanding the brain, the fundamental mystery of consciousness remains one of the greatest challenges in science. Today, we'll embark on a comprehensive exploration of consciousness, drawing from philosophy, neuroscience, and science fiction to unravel this deep mystery. Let's start with the basics. What is consciousness? It's a deceptively simple question with no easy answer. Philosophers have debated the nature of consciousness for millennia. Some, like Descartes, believed that consciousness was a separate substance from physical world, a ghost in a machine. This is known as dualism. Others, like Daniel Dennett, argue that consciousness is simply a product of the brain's physical processes, an illusion created by complex computations. This is known as materialism or physicalism. There are many other philosophical perspectives on consciousness, each with its own nuances and complexities. But one thing is clear: there is no consensus on what consciousness is or how it arises. From a scientific perspective, consciousness is often defined as awareness of oneself, one's surroundings, and one's thoughts and feelings. But this definition is still problematic. How do we measure awareness? How do we know if someone or something is truly aware? Neuroscientists have made progress in identifying the neural correlates of consciousness, the specific brain activity that seems to be associated with conscious experience. For example, studies have shown that certain regions of the brain, such as the prefrontal cortex and the parietal cortex, are particularly active when we are engaged in conscious thought. But identifying the neural correlates of consciousness is not the same as explaining how consciousness arises. We still don't know why certain brain activity gives rise to subjective experience. This is known as the hard problem of consciousness, a term coined by philosopher David Chalmers. There are several competing theories of consciousness that attempt to address this hard problem. Let's explore a few of the most prominent. The first one is integrated information theory. This theory, developed by Guido Tononi, proposes that consciousness is related to the amount of integrated information a system possesses. The more integrated information a system has, the more conscious it is. This theory even suggests that consciousness could exist in systems other than the brain, such as computers or even simple networks. The second one is the global workspace theory. This theory, developed by Bernard Bars, suggests that consciousness is like a global workspace in the brain where information is broadcast to different modules. When information enters the global workspace, it becomes conscious. The third one is the higher-order thought theories. These theories propose that consciousness requires higher-order thoughts, thoughts about our own thoughts, the metacognition. In other words, we are conscious of something only when we are aware that we are thinking about it. Each of these theories has its strengths and weaknesses, and none of them fully explains the mystery of consciousness, but they provide valuable frameworks for understanding this complex phenomenon. The question of consciousness becomes even more complicated when we consider artificial intelligence. Can machines be conscious? Is it possible to create a conscious AI? This is a topic of intense debate among scientists and philosophers. Some, like Ray Kurzweil, believe that it's inevitable that we'll create conscious AI in the near future. Others like Roger Penrose argue that consciousness is fundamentally non-computational and cannot be replicated in machines. Even if we could create a conscious AI, what would be the ethical implications? Would we have the right to treat it as a tool? Would it have rights of its own? These are questions that we need to start grappling with now before it's too late. Science fiction has long explored the themes of consciousness and artificial intelligence. From Frankenstein to Blade Runner to The Matrix, science fiction stories have grappled with the question of what it means to be alive, to be aware, and to be human. In Blade Runner, the replicants, which are artificial humans, are incredibly lifelike, but they lack the same emotional depth and capacity for empathy as humans. This raises the question, can a machine be conscious without being human? In The Matrix, humans are trapped in virtual reality simulation, unaware of the true nature of their existence. This raises the question, how do we know that our own reality is real? And in A Ghost in a Shell, the protagonist, Major Motoko Kusanagi, is a cyborg whose brain is housed in an artificial body. This raises the question, where does consciousness reside? Is it in the brain, or can it exist independently of the body? Now, let's throw a philosophical wrench into the works. How do ethical frameworks like utilitarianism and hedonism inform our understanding of consciousness, especially in these sci-fi scenarios? Utilitarianism at its core argues that the best action is the one that maximizes overall happiness or well-being. So, if we create a machine that experiences pleasure, does that machine have moral worth? Does maximizing its happiness become an ethical imperative? Hedonism, a related philosophy, emphasizes pleasure as the ultimate good. But what if that pleasure is artificial, generated by a machine rather than earned through genuine experience? This brings us to a classic thought experiment. Imagine a machine that can perfectly simulate any experience you desire. You could live out your wildest fantasies, experience an unimaginable joy, and never suffer a moment of pain. Would you plug in? From a utilitarian perspective, plugging in this experience machine might seem like the obvious choice. It maximizes happiness, right? But many people find this prospect deeply unsettling. Why? Perhaps it's because we value more than just pleasure. We value autonomy, authenticity, and genuine connection to the real world. We want our experiences to be earned, to be the result of our own efforts and choices. If we're trapped in a machine that feeds us happiness, is the consciousness there anymore, or does it just die? Are we truly living, or are we just puppets in a pleasure-filled dream? This thought experiment, often called the experience machine and proposed by the philosopher Robert Nozick, challenges the core tenets of both utilitarianism and hedonism. It suggests that there's something intrinsically valuable about reality, even with its pain and suffering, that cannot be replicated by artificial pleasure. This has profound implications for our understanding of consciousness. If consciousness is simply about maximizing pleasure, then perhaps a machine could achieve a higher state of consciousness than a human. But if consciousness is about more than just pleasure, if it's about autonomy, authenticity, and connection, then perhaps there are limits to what machines can achieve, right? And what about our responsibility to other conscious beings, whether they are human, animal, or machine? Do we have a duty to protect their autonomy, to ensure their well-being, and to respect their right to exist? These are not just abstract philosophical questions. They're questions that will become increasingly relevant as we continue to develop artificial intelligence and explore the mysteries of consciousness. As we conclude our exploration of consciousness, I am struck by the sheer immensity of the mystery. We've made progress in understanding the brain, but we are still far from understanding the nature of consciousness itself. Perhaps consciousness is something that we'll never fully understand. perhaps is a fundamental aspect of reality that is beyond our comprehension. But even if we can fully understand consciousness, we can still appreciate its beauty, its complexity, and its profound impact on our lives. Consciousness is what makes us human. It's what allows us to experience joy, sorrow, love, and loss. It's what gives us life's meaning and purpose. That's all for this episode of Us and Tomorrow. If you enjoyed this exploration of consciousness, be sure to subscribe. Next time, we'll be diving into another aspect of our rapidly evolving technological future. Until then, stay curious, stay thoughtful, and remember to cherish the gift of consciousness.